Now take a look this morning at the Taoiseach and his team of junior ministers in the newspapers. The women all stand out, and it's not because of their number, rather because, unlike their male colleagues who are all in similar shades of blue and grey, the women opt for bright colours and they are prominently positioned in the front row. But there are only five of them, five women among the photographed. One of the female juniors is missing. On the senior ministerial ranks, only three of the 15 ministers are women, yet 246 women ran in the general election. Women won 44 seats. That's 25% of the new dole. Alda McDonagh is the chair of Women for Election. Six women in the junior ranks, Alda, three full ministers. What's your message to the Taoiseach and Taoiseach today?
Well, firstly, Mary, I'd like to heartily congratulate those women who have been appointed. It's an enormously positive outcome for them. To answer your question specifically, my message is there are some serious questions to ask and to be answered. About what is, it's simply exclusion of women. We're now down to 24%, and the outgoing government had 29%. The statistics speak the entire story. And I do think your intro, speaking about the photographs, the newspapers and the media have captured it in pictures and words very aptly, I think.
I know, but we're also looking at, you know, 44 seats of the 174 held by women. So is the promotion to the junior and senior ranks simply reflecting the numbers elected?
No, I certainly don't think so. I think the numbers elected are growing, and there's certainly a view potentially voiced that women don't want to come into politics. That is absolutely not the case, with over 50% running. The opportunity here is for political will to make the appointments to catch up. Ireland is lagging enormously behind other markets. We're 103rd in the world for gender balance, and this matters. This is about having women's experience, lived experience, expertise and perspectives at the decision-making tables, not just in the elected positions. It's about being able to influence policies.
So, Alda, is your message to the political parties then to start looking, not perhaps right now, and you have gender quotas at general election level, is it time to look at the local political situation? 26% of local election councillors now women, 247 of 949 councillors are women. That's 9 of 31 councils, I'm looking at figures here, reaching a threshold of 30% women. So the work needs to start there, does it?
The work absolutely needs to start there. And one of the big challenges that women face in getting elected is incumbency. 80% of elected officials run again, and over 80% of them get re-elected because the electorate are familiar with them and they have track records. They have to have more women coming into the local elections, into the local councils, and we've been calling for the quotas to help with that job.
But what about ability? What about elbowing your way in and, you know, essentially playing by rules that have been set down for generations now?
Well, I think ability is often trotted out as the defence. I don't believe it. I don't think that there's a difference in the ability of the elected TDs. I certainly don't think ability is aptly applied across the total frame. I think it's a defence excuse.
So finally, just to the Taoiseach, who, and you know, he said himself, and just looking at Fianna Fáil, they ran a number of women in the election, but they returned seven Fianna Fáil TDs. Four are now ministers.
Mm-hmm. One of the comments was made, it takes time. And factually, statistically validated, if we go at the pace of this government, it takes 131 years. So well into the 2100s before we come close to balance. It's just not fast enough. And I think if we look across the water, if we look at other countries, for years, the political will has been there to accelerate this change. And this government is simply at best standing still, but actually going backwards. And it's just not good enough.
Alda McDonagh, Chair of Women for Election. Thanks for your time this morning. 2 minutes to 9.